Welcome to 5-Minute Friday, easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better. I'm Ben Albert of Rochester Business Connections. On 5-Minute Friday, I collaborate with Western New York's very best business people to provide actionable insights in 5 to 10 minutes or less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it.
Friends, Kathy Lanzalocco here of Inspire Careers. Inspire Careers specializes in career marketing strategies for executives and career-minded professionals and is the leader for successful career launches for new college graduates, both in the Western New York area and across the country. A three-time career changer with over 15 years of experience in human resources, I provide insights, strategies, and tools that help my clients land jobs and create careers that they love. The explosive job market and the shortage of workers is a leading topic today. An employee-driven market like this only comes around once in a generation. So I will be sharing some results-oriented strategies that will help job seekers separate themselves from their competition and land a job that they love. So let's get into it right away, and I will share my top tips. Number one, get clear about what you want. Every day, job seekers tell me things like, I want anything, or I can do anything, or I'm open to a lot of different things. But getting clear on what you want in your next job will help you gain clarity on your value offering and allow you to target the employers that align with your values and professional goals. Conducting this exercise on paper will even further develop your clarity. Also, an employer wants to know what you can do for them, and telling them you will do anything is actually a turnoff. Number two, a resume is the starting point for all career search activities. Today's resumes should be personally branded, action-oriented, and results-focused. It is no longer acceptable to copy and paste your job description into a document and expect it to attract employer attention. If you are a working adult and still using your Career Center resume from college, it is time for an upgrade. Number three, update and fully optimize your LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn was the hub for all career-related activities before the pandemic, and since then, it has taken on an even more prominent role for job seekers and career-minded professionals. If you're serious about your job search, even as a confidential job seeker, you need to fully develop your LinkedIn profile. That means a professional headshot, original banner picture, branded headline, engaging about section, build out all relevant work experience, and add all 50 skills in the skills section. Ask for recommendations and endorsements, and leverage LinkedIn's interactive features to powerfully communicate your brand offering and attract quality opportunities. Number four, develop and hone your elevator pitch. Keep it to 90 seconds at the most, and always include what your goal is at the end of it. So for example, I am pursuing a new role as a marketing director, or I am seeking people in systems engineering to conduct an informational interview with before I launch a formal job search. Like your career goals, establishing clarity about what you would like from other people will place them in a better position to help you. Number five, identify and formulate a plan to close your skills gap for the job you seek. Don't let employers think that you don't have the skills they want. So don't tell employers, I don't have the skills for this job, but I am a fast learner. Because really, in an interview, all candidates are fast learners. While it's usually unnecessary to have all the requirements of a job or every skill an employer prefers in a candidate, take the time to determine what might be a skill that crosses many of the jobs or the companies you seek. And if you don't have it, get it. Sites like Udemy, Coursera, or LinkedIn Learning are targeted to help you gain the skills you need and offer badges that you can post to your LinkedIn profile to demonstrate that you have completed a course or even a skills assessment testing. And this can be a very powerful way to influence recruiter decision making. Number 6, prepare your STAR stories for an interview. STAR is S-T-A-R. So S stands for situation. Set up the story. T for task. What task were you charged with? A for action. What action did you take to influence the situation or complete the task? And R, what result did your action produce? Some companies will actually require you to answer questions in this format because then they can gauge an interviewee's effectiveness best this way. And then for the ones that don't require it, it still gives you an opportunity to better showcase your value offering and what you can potentially do for their organization. Number 7, engage your network. The time to build and strengthen your network is all the time, and definitely before you are looking for a new job. Most of the best jobs aren't even posted to the public, and the reality is that 75 to 80% of jobs are gotten through networking. So move from behind the computer screen and job boards and speak to people. Number 8, finally, here's what I have to tell you. Think different, do different, and be different. Overwhelmingly, most job seekers will follow the same approach. Search for a job online, complete the minimum requirements of the application, allow the employers to drive the process, cross their fingers, and hope for the best. Consider ways to separate yourself out from your competition. Connect with recruiters on LinkedIn or directly through their firms. Offer to recommend candidates for jobs other than the ones you seek. And I will tell you, this will blow their mind and increase your value with them. Create a leave-behind interview packet with extra copies of your resume, professional references, non-proprietary work samples, and reach out to a recruiter if you've not heard from them in more than a week after your interview. And hey, for you new grads, demonstrating your capabilities and enhancing your credibility is key. Start a podcast, launch a YouTube channel, volunteer at an organization you care about or want to work at, but ultimately create an original and professional way to capture a recruiter or hiring manager's attention. I hope this gets you started, but want more great tips? Visit my website, www.inspirecareers.com, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. The link is on the website. I invite listeners to connect with me on LinkedIn at Kathy Lanzalaco. Please go ahead and reach out. I post new content every day that will improve the effectiveness of your job search and career development. Best of luck to you in your job search and live inspired.
Thanks for listening to 5-Minute Friday by Rochester Business Connections. Want to become a professional contributor? If you have a voice that needs to be heard, email ben@balbertmarketing.com. That's ben@balbertmarketing.com. To host the next 5-Minute Friday, I encourage you to subscribe on your favorite platform, and no requirement to leave a long review. Just select whatever star rating you believe we deserve. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's tips, I encourage you to tell a colleague or a friend. See you next time.